Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
We still have to spend hundreds of millions of dollars, so we might as well partner with the Jaguars, spend the money wisely, get the most bang for the buck, and keep the team that we love here.
Jacksonville's first opportunity to examine and analyze the stadium renovation deal landing in Mandarin last evening. Tonight, it'll be at the Legends Center as the city and the lead negotiator, Mike Weinstein, and Jaguars team president, Mark Lamping, are out in the community over the next couple of weeks for these huddles. And the team president joins us live. And I know you took some questions about game day traffic, construction versus renderings and more. Any major takeaways that you had from the first experience last night in Mandarin, Mark?
No, we were really, really pleased, first with the turnout. We had a series of community huddles last summer to lay out the stadium plan, and we found that process to be extremely helpful. We got a lot of feedback. We used that feedback to adjust our plans, and I think that contributed to what has been a pretty smooth process so far, and we were very pleased to, number one, to be invited to join Mayor Deegan in her huddles, and just like the huddles we've done before, they're very valuable. It's a great way to get input from the community.
Are you answering a lot of like the what you would consider to be more rudimentary or basic questions about the big picture, or did you notice in some of the questions and engagement that you had with people yesterday that they've really been clued into this and are well read on the topic and they're drilling down into some specifics?
Oh, absolutely. It's a very well educated community. Questions about the deal itself were obviously directed more towards the mayor and Mike Weinstein, and questions regarding the stadium design and, what's going to happen during the construction period, what happens to season ticket holders, seniority, how does the traffic and transit around the stadium get impacted? Those are obviously directed my way, but, like I said, I thought it was a great give and take last night, and I certainly learned a lot, and I'm sure the mayor and Mike benefited just as well.
When you talk about learning, for those who may not remember the background, you were CEO of the New Meadowlands Stadium Company, oversaw construction of MetLife Stadium back in another life. What lessons did you take from that experience that you personally have applied to this community approach?
Well, you can never plan too much. These are massive projects that have a lot of risk associated with them. If you look at what's happened in terms of what the actual cost of stadiums are versus what the anticipated cost. In most cases, they're cost overruns. I think everyone realizes in this case, the Jaguars are bearing the full responsibility of any cost overruns. So, we've been talking about this, Rick, as dating back to 2016, and we've been working on it in earnest for the last 4 years. And, I think we're probably further along than a lot of teams would be given the stage of the negotiations, and you can never plan too much because you always know there's going to be some things that are going to come up that are unanticipated.
Drilling down on some of the unknown things, at least at this time, not necessarily revealed, when will it be decided where the team will play in the 2027 year? I know Orlando and Gainesville are the two choices right now, and you've sent teams out to scour both of those locations. Do you have a date that you need to get back with one of those cities and communities on?
We do not. Obviously, both communities are very excited to have the opportunity to welcome the NFL, even if it's for a short amount of time. We have had due diligence teams visit both Camping World Stadium in Orlando as well as Florida Field in Gainesville. And, we're really not spending too much time on it. It's a bit of a moot point. It really becomes a critical decision, once we have the stadium deal complete. But I would anticipate we'd certainly make our decision before the end of this calendar year.
Another calendar sort of question, and this relates back to what you heard previously last night in Mandarin, is what ticket prices might look like. How significant of an increase will we see for both season ticket holders and for general admission to games? We know it'll be more. It's a brand new, shiny new stadium. When will you all be deciding those kinds of things?
You know, those decisions won't be made probably till 2027, a few years down the road. A lot of things can change. We do know this. We're going to have a lot of seats. 64,000 seats or so. We have to make sure that we don't exclude any sizable portion of the community from being able to afford to go to Jaguar games. There will be some additional premium seats, and those obviously will be more expensive than the current seats, but we have to have the right balance. I mean, this project only works if we fill the stadium week in and week out, and one of the ways to accomplish that is to make sure there's a great relationship between the price of the tickets and the value that that fan receives in return for that ticket.
In any negotiation, sides will give and take. And obviously, when all sides are sounding as upbeat as it seems, you and Mike Weinstein from the city, Mayor Deegan, and others who have been on the ground level are sounding, it shows that there's a real, it seems to be a high level of trust and respect. What have you learned about the city and about the process when you reflect back on the last several months, almost a year or so that you were involved in the knee-deep negotiations, Mark?
Well, a lot of really good things happened, and from the very beginning, both parties were aligned. It was very clear that Shad wanted to keep the Jaguars here in Jacksonville, and it was very clear that the mayor wanted to keep the Jaguars here in Jacksonville. So we started the process with both of us trying to get to a fair and balanced deal at the end. We were both working towards a yes. We obviously have a great amount of respect for each other, and I think that was illustrated best by there wasn't any posturing that went on during these negotiations. There wasn't any leaks to the press that were intended to put pressure on the other side. Neither one of us gave the other side deadlines. And I think at the end, we ended up exactly where we wanted to end up. You know, there's no perfect deal for either side, but there is a perfect ending. And that perfect ending is the Jaguars here in Jacksonville for generations to come. And it's going to happen in a way that not only makes sense for the city, protects the taxpayers, makes sense for the Jaguars. But it does it in a way that it's much more than just a shiny new stadium. We both believe from the beginning, if the end result is just a shiny new stadium, we've missed a huge opportunity. And that opportunity is to use this major development, which will be the single largest private investment in the history of downtown Jacksonville, to use that to be a catalyst, and that this project actually benefits the entire community. So I think both sides are very proud of that. It's not just a stadium. It's a project that has significant benefits that extend throughout Duval County.
Mark Lamping is the team president of the Jaguars, and you mentioned that the single largest public project and investment, Shad Khan bankrolling the largest private investment along the riverfront as well with the Four Seasons and more. When you first arrived in Jacksonville about a dozen years ago and the vision was maybe laid, would you envisioned it this big? And when might we see that? Is that as early as 2030 to see the final?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things happening downtown. You know, when Shad purchased the team, I was fortunate enough to be invited to come down and join him. And it's clear that his goal from the very beginning was to stabilize the franchise and to make sure that the Jaguars stayed here in Jacksonville. You know, we knew dating back to 2016 that we really needed to deal with the stadium. We didn't want to put ourselves or the city in a position where our lease is winding down and there's no stadium solution. That's what happened in cities like St. Louis and Oakland and San Diego and others. So Shad also believes that for the Jaguars to be successful, downtown Jacksonville needs to be successful. So we also have shared goals with the city with the belief that if we can really focus on downtown, that from a public perspective, downtown can become the economic engine and the benefits, the economic benefits of that economic engine can be felt throughout the entire community. We also know if More people live downtown, more people visit downtown, more people work downtown. The Jaguars will benefit from that. So the Miller Electric Center was the first step. The second step is under construction right now. As you mentioned, actually, what's happening with the Four Seasons, that's the single largest private investment in the history of downtown,
yep.
only to be surpassed by the stadium investment. We've got the office building next to the Four Seasons. We've got the new public use marina that's being renovated, a river walk that will connect downtown to the sports complex. And then we have the stadium. As part of this agreement, SHOT is also committed to invest another $100 million on a piece of property adjacent to the existing development site on the North Bank. We have MOSH coming in. We've got exciting news about the downtown park. So, you know, I think seeing that complete vision, you know, it's certainly within sight. It's not as if this is something that is so far down the road that some people will never see it. There's tangible progress being made, and it's great to be turning that potential into progress downtown.
The other part of this, Mark Lamping, Jaguars team president, we'll let you get on in a minute here, the $150 million community investment. How important is that ultimately to the Jags ownership? And if a majority of city council decide that they're unwilling to go that far, does that at all change, or does that impact, how does that impact the team's commitment to the community investment piece? Does it diminish or reduce the amount that the Jaguars put forward?
You know, I'd really prefer not to speculate on that. You know, if the city council, as they consider this recommendation from the mayor, if they choose to modify it through the amendment process, then you know, we'll need to sit back down with the mayor's office and see how that impacts us. But I will say this: the community benefit agreement is very important to us for two reasons. One, as I said a moment ago, this is such a major project. We'd be missing a huge opportunity if the benefits of this project aren't felt throughout Duval County. And the community benefits agreement is one of the vehicles that ensures that. The second piece is, you know, between what's happening at the Four Seasons and God's investment with the stadium, SHOT will be investing over $1 billion downtown. And one of the things that was important to him and all of us is that we have the confidence that there is a real commitment to downtown. You know, a lot of good things are happening downtown, but there's a lot of other things that look the same as they may have looked 20 years ago, particularly on the north bank of the St. John's River. And when the city came to us and asked us if we would consider increasing our community benefits financial commitment in return for the city matching our agreement, we were very curious as to where the city dollars would be going. And when we learned that the majority of that those dollars are going to be spread out across the entire entirety of Duval County, and that a portion of that will deal with the completion of the downtown parks, that sent a really strong message to SHOT that, yeah, there's not only people are not only saying that they're committing to downtown, but this is tangible proof, and it's something that we think is really necessary and others think is necessary if we're ever going to take the development from the level it is now and make it much more significant. Infrastructure like the park system, particularly along the banks of the St. John's River, need to be completed. So, Rich, yeah, the community benefits agreement was and remains very important to us.
You've been around sports your entire professional career, so I know you're a competitive guy. You need 10 votes. Do you want 19?
Well, you always want 19. But you know, as they say on the on the golf course, it's not how, it's how many. And, you know, if we get to the point where the project advances and, you know, I personally feel confident because I've been confident from the very start of this process. And it's not as if I have some insight as to what city council members are going to do because, you know, you have to give them the benefit of the doubt. They're just digging into the deal right now. So people's minds certainly aren't made up at this early stage, but I've been confident from the beginning. Thinking about failure has not been something that we have wasted any energy on. Thinking about what happens if this doesn't pass, we haven't been thinking about that. Our focus has been exclusively on making sure we come up with the best deal for the city, for the taxpayers, for the Jaguars, and something that ensures that the Jaguars are here for generations to come.
Our buddy Mal Washington with the Youth Foundation always talks about the opportunity that's given to his kids. The opportunity that's there for the community is right in front of us. And another opportunity is tonight at the Legends Center. Hope that the community takes the opportunity and takes that advantage to get out and answer. Pretty much ask any question, Mark. It doesn't seem like anything's off limits these next several weeks.
Absolutely not. And it's no different than the community huddles we did last year. We learn as much from supporters as we do from opponents. And everyone's opinion matters the exact same way. And people who are against a project like this, they generally never hesitate to have their voice heard. You know, one thing that I've learned as we've gone through this process, and I've really seen it shift, is we've really encouraged those people that support this project, that support the Jaguars, that support downtown, that support this project benefiting the entire community. Don't be afraid to have your voice heard either. And, you know, that's what a democracy is all about. Let's let everybody have their opinion, and then let the elected officials who we all elected to make decisions like this do their work.
And if you're looking for one of those community huddle-ups, again, the Legends Center, Soutelle Drive tonight, and you'll be in Fleming Island, Sandalwood, and the rest of the community over the coming weeks, head to WOKV.com under local news. Jaguars team president Mark Lamping, always value it. Thanks. 9:18 on this Thursday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.